Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. We've been reporting in recent weeks about the governor's bill, LD 2266, which in its original form would have removed DEP protections from a sand dune on Sears Island that might be an obstacle to the state getting permitting for the offshore wind terminal the Mills administration wants to build on Sears Island. The revised version addresses protecting dunes elsewhere on the island, which, as far as I can determine, were not under threat, and also setting up a fund for remediation and public education. The bill would still allow the sand dune near the jetty to be destroyed, and it has been renamed an Act Regarding Restoration and Protection of Coastal Sand Dune Systems and Permitting of an Offshore Wind Terminal on Sears Island. As of midday Tuesday, the bill was awaiting a vote in the House, and there has been some citizen lobbying happening for the last several days by phone and at the State House. Folks involved say they have encountered a lot of misperceptions about this issue among lawmakers.
My name is Chris Buchanan. I'm a resident of Searsport in occupied Penobscot territory. I, with other organizers and local people, have started a group that we're calling Citizens to Protect Sears Island, for a group of organizers and local people that came together to fight the project. And we've been doing a massive outreach to legislators to try to get them to vote against the dune bill, LD 2266. And what we've been hearing back from legislators has been some misinformation. It sounds like they're getting fed. One of the things that we're hearing is that if they don't choose Sears Island now as a potential development site through this bill, that they're going to lose a potential federal grant of $250 million. And that's not true. Sears Island could still be considered an alternative site if they are to do that kind of analysis once they get the federal money to pursue Mack Point. So that's just blatantly false, but it makes legislators have a sense of urgency that they have to pass this. One of the other things that we're hearing is about dredging, that they have been told that if they were to dredge further around Mack Point, that the Army Corps of Engineers wouldn't approve it. And that's also blatantly false. It goes against what the last Moffitt and Nichols report said from 2023, as well as biologists' reports. There's actually sediment contamination suspected if they were to dredge for Sears Island, West Umpqua. So substantially more dredging would need to occur to develop the island, and also potential contaminants that are not being found at the Mack Point site. It's also important to note that Mack Point is also already in a maintenance dredging schedule. So if dredging were to happen on Mack Point, it would just be an extension of an existing federally maintained canal that's already being dredged. So the last report came out from the Sprague Alternative in 2023, and it actually isn't being looked at yet by the MDOT, as far as we can tell, or legislators, but it's just a slight expansion. So it would be like 60,000 cubic yards of dredge material potentially, and it's right off of the federally maintained dredging canal. I think it's important to point out that some legislators are being told that this is a man-made dune just because it formed behind the jetty, which was man-made, but it's not a man-made dune. The dune formed itself naturally behind the jetty, and that's all that it takes to be a natural dune. The difference is, you know, a man-made dune requires dumping of sand and then planting of grasses to try to maintain and create a dune, which is not what happened here. It was nature made. And all dunes are very important for the ecology of the area. We are on Facebook at Protect Sears Island / Wasumkek. And we also are available at protectwasumkek@proton.me.
That was Chris Buchanan, resident of Searsport and member of Citizens to Protect Sears Island. He's been among those lobbying their representatives this week. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.